This is 91.1 WEDM, and you are listening to Inside the Huddle.
This is Inside the Huddle interview. It's me, Isaiah, here with two swimmers from the Warren Central ladies swim team. It is
Olivia Clayton
and Ariana Hamilton.
And I'm going to be asking them a few questions about their season and their competition they went against so far. My first question for Ariana, what has the season been like so far?
It's been kind of hard, but it's been okay. We've been winning meets and stuff. We've been better than last year so far. So, yeah.
How you feel like y'all been doing in meets? Y'all feel like y'all been doing better? Our time's been better?
Yeah. We've been closer. We're closer now than ever. The girls really been working hard lately and been on top of their stuff and all that. The coach, he been putting more time with us individually. And a lot of people have been moving up and dropping time and everything like they supposed to in races.
Olivia, how do you feel about the team chemistry?
Our team this year is really close. We actually are like a big family. We're constantly supporting each other and always cheering each other on. And every time somebody has a bad day, somebody's always there to help pick them up.
Team chemistry is a big part of winning championships here at Warren. So how do you feel like you guys match up on game day against other teams?
I would say we prepare a lot more because we actually, like, Syncrawl's biggest thing is we always need to focus on ourselves. And I think that's probably the main, like, number one thing that we're always doing is we're all, like, right before warm-up, we're always just in our own head. Like, we're not worried about anybody else. Syncrawl always tells us, don't worry about the person next to you. Just race the clock. Like, it's always about ourselves.
Who do y'all feel like y'all biggest competition has been so far?
I would probably say Franklin Central. We just went against them on Tuesday, and it was a good meet. I'll give them that. They are some competition, but it's nothing that we can't go against.
So who's you gotta go against next?
On Saturday, we go against Ben Davis.
Did y'all beat them in the past?
I believe so. Yeah.
So do you feel like they're going to be a better team than they were before, or you feel like you guys can match up and get the dub?
We can get the dub.
Yeah.
Easy. All right, and what is it like? Do you guys watch film for against other swimmers to see their swim times, or you just go scout them?
Before meets and stuff, our coach, he, like, plays videos and stuff about different strokes and stuff that we do during meets and stuff. And, like, he just tells us to just watch everything that they're doing and, like, process that. And, yeah.
What's your fastest swim time?
35.7, I think. Yeah. 35.67. For a freestyle.
What about you, Olivia?
In the 50?
Yeah, anyone. Your best time.
In the 50 free, my best time is, like, a 28.3.
What has been your favorite memory from the season so far?
I probably would say when Liv was finna swim, she do this little dance on this little on the dive thing.
On the block.
And she would always do this little dance and stuff, and like everybody would be laughing. Like the first time she did it, that was the funnest memory. And I feel like every meet is like a best memory because we always drop time. Like every time we drop time, that's a celebration for us because that's the hardest thing. Like that's the only thing that we be having to do besides winning. So yeah.
Do you have one?
My favorite or best memory probably be our first meet, our first girls meet, was because it, like, the energy was just so positive, and I just loved it because it's, like, everybody was cheering each other on. We did so well at that meet, and it's kind of like we were all cheering and rooting for each other. It wasn't no negativity. Everybody was ready to race. Everybody was ready to swim. So, yeah.
Can you take me through a practice of being on the Warren Central swim team?
Oh, man.
It's a lot, but
yeah.
We warm up. We do, ain't it like a 200 or is it a 200 something?
It just depends on the day, honestly, because, like, sometimes on Mondays, it's usually long distance, so we might do, like, an 800 swim and then do something else after that. But usually on Mondays, like I say, it's long distance. But on a regular day, we do probably, like, a 400 swim out, and then we do, like, 450s and then 425s, and then we get to a preset. And then a main set, and then a cool down.
Who's your hardest worker on the team?
It probably had to be Jonathan.
I would probably say Jonathan because
he works really hard.
Yeah, he's all about swimming. He really loves what he does, and he's always asking questions with the coaches, and he really focuses on what he needs to do, and he really wants to succeed in swimming.
And he supports everybody. He cheers everybody on.
He's really good.
Do y'all consider him a team captain?
Yeah, he considers himself a team captain, too.
So, with y'all being juniors, is there any colleges y'all looking at? Or do you guys want to swim future?
I'm debating if I want to swim in college or not, but I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about it, but I'm not sure what college I want to go to as far as doing that and if I want to do swimming or not.
I haven't really thought about it a lot because I just really haven't been thinking about it. But if a school was looking at me, I might consider swimming in college. But at the moment, I'm not really focused on swimming in college because college swimming and high school swimming is two opposite things, totally different environment. So I would like to, but probably not going to happen.
Before Me Too, you guys listen to? To get y'all hype.
I listen to Youngboy Ray Rum. You know what it is?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that's our little ritual before we meet. We got to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And then I get a little Key Glock in there. You know.
Key Glock. Oh.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say before I sign off?
No.
I do. I just want to say I'm really proud of our team this year because this has probably been the best team that I've been on out of all 3 years because we've all come super close. We all have been working so hard. Like, we all know what we want at the end, especially the girls. Usually, in the past, it's been drama, but now we're all doing so well. Like, there hasn't been any drama. We all work so well. We're always cheering each other on. We're just, like, one big family, and I'm just thankful for that because it makes everything so much easier when everybody gets along.
All right. Catch these girls in action on Saturday against the Ben Davis Giants. That's it for Inside the Huddle this week. Make sure you tune in next week here on 91.1 WEDM.
91 WEDM. Welcome to this segment of Inside the Huddle. Colin Eccleston with me today is Jameson Nelson. Jameson, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, like always. Duh.
We have a special guest sitting down with us today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Marlene Tyver. I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the swim team.
Okay, so to start off, how's the season been going so far?
We've been actually doing pretty well this season. We've done better, I know, than last year. We've won more meets, so we're doing pretty good.
How long have you, you know, actually, like swam? Have you been only in high school, or have you done it, you know, at a younger age, too?
No, I started doing club swimming here at Warren when I was 8, and I've been doing it year-round ever since then.
Okay, and then what events do you actually swim in? Because I know there's multiple events, but which ones do you actually take part in?
I mainly do a lot of freestyle events, like 200 free, 100 free, but I also will do, like, 2IM, which is all four strokes. So it just really depends on the meet.
Okay, so you named, you know, a couple different races. Not everyone knows a lot about swimming.
Sure.
I know Jameson and I definitely don't. So go ahead and explain, like, what a 100 is, what a 200 is, stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm going to do this the best I can. But do you know what a 50 is, where you go down and back?
Down and back is a 50?
Now
yes.
I know.
Yes. Okay, so 100 is just double that. And a 200 is you do that four times.
Okay. So it's okay. That's not that difficult.
And it's though. Like they have like relays for it and stuff or no?
Yeah, we do relays too. The relays is either 100 or 50.
Now, do you do the relays, or are you just, like, the one person?
Yeah, I'm usually in relays and individual events.
Okay. So then, you know, you talked about you swam the 100 freestyle and 200 freestyles. You know, what kind of preparation do you have to do in order to, like, be ready for that when you go into a meet?
Mainly we've been doing a lot of pace work at practice this season, and we'll do some pace work at warm up before we swim, so to get ready.
Is pace work basically just like conditioning for it? Because that's what it sounds like, it's conditioning for that.
Yeah, swim. Where you just do a lot of hundreds or 50s on a certain time, and then you try to go the same time every time to get your endurance up, ready for the race.
So is that kind of like the same preparation for every event, or is that just, like, does a different event have, because I know there's some where they swim, like, forever. Like, it takes them a long time. Like, do they have a different preparation than you guys would?
Yeah, for example, if you're swimming the 50 free, you probably need to be sprinting more and swimming less during warm-up, but let's say you're doing the 500 free, which is an event that takes around, like, 6 minutes, then you probably need to do 50s on more 50s in warm-up.
And then how often do you guys practice? I know you practice 2 times a day. There's a morning practice. There's an afternoon practice. I'm assuming, I mean, I know I wouldn't, but do you like morning practices?
I mean, no. Like... getting up in the morning's hard, but, like, I feel fine after, but they offer us 11 practices in the week, and depending on what group you're in, you have to go to a certain number. Like, I'm in the highest group, so I have to go to 9 practices.
So how hard, you know, is a typical practice? Like, what happens during a practice and stuff like that?
Well, usually it depends. Like, if it's a day before a meet or something, then the practice won't be as hard or as difficult. And in the mornings, we're usually working more on technique and speed. And in the afternoon, like you said, you've seen us in the weight room. We'll do weights and then go swim. And usually, if we don't have any meets, it's going to be pretty hard.
Okay, so you said that, you know, before competitions it's not as hard. How often do you guys actually compete?
It depends. Like, this past week on Tuesday, from the week we got back from Thanksgiving break, we had like 4 meets in 8 days, and that's a lot to do. So I think we're all just right now mentally and physically tired.
So, I mean, you do a meet. How long does a meet like normally last? Is it like an all day type of thing, or is it like, you know, it's only a couple hours, or does it kind of depend on, you know, what's going on at the meet?
Well, like, for example, on Saturday at the Southport Invitational, where there were like 5 other teams, we got to Warren around 8:30, but then didn't get back till like 5 past 5 later that day. So that was a really long meet. And on Tuesday night, we went to FC, where it was just us and Cecina.
Franklin Central, if you didn't know. I'm sorry to cut you off.
But, yeah, we didn't get back to Warren until like 9:30 that night. So they're pretty long.
They're typically pretty. So, I mean, what's like the shortest meet you've ever been a part of?
Probably like 2 hours.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's like a normal.
It also depends, because sometimes we won't stop and watch diving. If there's like a lot of them, but usually if there's fewer divers, then we'll sit and I'll watch them.
And you don't do anything. Is diving like a different team, or is it all like just one team? That's just like a different like event.
Yeah. So like, swimming, we'll do like a certain number of events, and then we'll stop, take a break, watch them do all their dives, and then continue with the rest of our events in the second half.
Okay. So how many like teams are normally there at one time? Because you said, like, when you were at Franklin Central, just you and Cecina, and then you said when you went to Southport, there's like 5 teams there.
Yeah, well, usually, like, if it's an invitational, like at Southport, or we're going to have one here, usually there's 5 or 4 teams, but mainly it's just us and one other team.
So is that like, I'm assuming it's more competitive, like the more teams.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And some schools, if we go up against one school, usually we know if how good they are, what they're good at, so we know how to, what events people need to swim.
So who, you know, who's actually like your toughest opponents? Because I know like for football, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be like North Central, Carmel, and you know, it's the same thing for baseball and basketball too. But is it different for you guys? Because I know you guys compete against like a lot more schools than other sports.
Well, definitely North Central. Like they, I think, have always gotten first at our county meet. Definitely Carmel. They're really good. But like I said, I think we're doing really good this year. So we might be top placing at like our sectionals, like in third or fourth, hopefully.
So, I mean, you said this year has been a pretty good year so far. What's your guys' like actual record? Like, do you guys keep a record, like wins versus losses?
Well, this year I think was the first time like that we've ever gone 4-0, which is...
So you guys are 4-0 right now?
We were 4-0, but like at the Invitational, we got second to Southport, and then I think last night we got second to FC, but they're really
good. So you guys have been
team.
Top three the whole time?
Yeah.
Like all year?
Yeah.
So how do they place that? Do you know, like, if you went like second, how does that go on your record? Does it just go as like a loss?
I'm not sure. If it's multiple meets, I'm pretty sure it'll just say our place and not more as like a win or a loss.
Yeah, but top three is not bad, you know, for the entire year. So, you know, how does this season, since it is a good season, I mean, how does it compare to last year? Because there's always a difference, you know, between years.
Well, yeah, last year, well, I was new to high school swimming and doing high school meets, so I was just kind of learning how things go. It's very fast-paced compared to club swimming. But I'm happy that this year we're doing better. Like, I know the routine of what to do and stuff. And I think this year we've just had our training has gone a lot harder, which has made us better. And we've all had pretty positive attitudes about meets and practices.
Is that what you expected coming into this year, is a better season than last year? Or did you kind of expect the same thing?
Well, I was... a little bit scared because I knew we lost some pretty good seniors last year, but I was also excited because I knew we had more freshmen coming in. So.
Okay, cool. So that's all I got for you. Good luck with the rest of the season. Hope you guys, great rest of the season. Make sure you guys stay tuned in for a couple more little segments of Inside the Huddle here on 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to another edition of Inside the Huddle. I have very special guests in the studio today, starting with my partner on this week's episode, Taziah Relford, number 28 on the field, but number one in your heart.
Chill, you always
and
do
then
that, bro.
I got two very special Warren Central cheerleaders here. One is mostly basketball. The other does all of it, basketball, football, lacrosse, water polo. It doesn't matter. She's there cheering for you. And... guys, how are you doing today?
Great.
I'm great. Wow, a lot of laughter. Well, before you say how you're doing today, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Mercedes.
I'm Dariana.
Mercedes Wilkerson and Dariana.
Tishner.
Tishner. And me and Taziah wanted to grab you guys out of class because you guys are two of the most electrifying cheerleaders out there. I mean, I look on the sideline and I see Wilkerson and Tishner just getting it. They just don't stop, nonstop. Bodies
so
hit the flow. All my Drake stuff. But Dariana, let's start with you. When did you first start cheerleading?
Like,
please don't say yesterday.
No, like when I was in like elementary.
Elementary school, so yeah. We talking fourth grade, third grade, fifth grade. All right. Mercedes, what about you? I know you started out a little late. You're a little slower when it comes to the
contact. Actually, I started cheering in sixth grade.
Wow, that's actually earlier than I thought.
Intermediate Academy.
Well, you guys, let's start with Mercedes on this topic. Basketball season. I know last year you did cheer for football and basketball, but why make the transition to just cheer to basketball? Is it someone out there that you see that makes you want to cheer? Or what's that deal about?
No, I just wanted to enjoy my football season my senior year and do paint up and other senior activities.
Okay, all right. What about you, Dariana? Is there someone on the football field that you like cheering for in particular?
Yep.
Oh, what's his name? We got to know the name. We have to know the name. We have to know the name.
All things confidential.
All right, Tazai. Well, what do you like more, Dariana, basketball or football?
Football. Because it's only Fridays.
Basketball is a lot more.
Basketball is every day of the week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, too much.
Yeah. Mercedes, is that why you – another reason why you stopped playing? Cheering football?
No. I like basketball more. You didn't ask me. I want to answer the question anyway. I like basketball more because you can see the game and it's closer. But football, you got to look over all their heads and smell them. That's a lot.
Yeah, because they be stinking. Okay, out the locker.
All right, let's move on. You guys traveled to Kentucky this year, I believe, the cheerleaders. How was that? How was that getting to go cheer on for the football team in a different state?
That was fun because we could see the game at that one
because
we was on the side of them. But that one was fun. It was a fun experience. The game was good. It was one of the most intense games that they had that season. So it was a good season. I mean, a good game.
All right. Walk us through a Warren Central cheer practice.
Practice. So a practice consists of
warm up lap.
Yeah, about two. Somebody got their phone.
That's four.
Coach Thomas, pretty strict.
Yeah.
Yeah. So warm up lap. Then you got jumps, kicks. Stretching. You got stretch before you do anything. Then we start on warming up our stunts, and then we do for about an hour or so, and then we do our chants, and we go over chants, and we learn new chants. And
What do you think your favorite chant is?
My favorite chant is the "What's your favorite colors? Yellow, black, gold, and white." I just like that one.
What about you, Mercedes?
I don't have one. I like them all.
You like them all?
Yeah.
Oh, cop out answer, but what's it like being a cheerleaders are athletes, of course.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, say that again.
Cheerleaders are. Taz, you don't think they're athletes?
I say sport of the arts. I wouldn't say athletes.
Sport of the arts.
Sport of the arts.
What is that?
They fall in with like color guard. Man.
No.
Taz, you date a cheerleader, don't you? What would she think if she thought?
Yeah, I do.
So what would you think if she heard you say that cheerleading is not a sport?
What everybody thinks when they say their sport is not a sport. Like, color guard's not a sport. Like, band's not a sport.
But this is not
a sport. It's a sport of the arts. It's a sport of the art.
We put in the same amount of work y'all do.
Yeah. Y'all don't.
Yes, we do.
Y'all if don't. You guys we did do. Not know, Tazairo for plays football.
She don't.
So, when she says you, she's talking about Tazairo for number 28 on the field, but number one in your heart. But why don't you think they're athletes? Because I think you guys exercise, you guys travel, you guys have to wear uniforms, you guys have a coach, so that makes you guys athletes.
Isn't that every sport, Kevin? Even the sport of the arts? They travel, wear uniforms, exercise. I think that's every sport.
Can you define sport of the arts?
Sport of the arts, I just said, like band.
Band is not a sport.
It is. It's a sport of the arts. they use props. I'm pretty sure when you cheer, you guys use props.
We don't.
You?
What props do we use?
So a flag's
you
not a prop.
You guys do have flags. You
that's
guys have
a prop.
The horns.
It's a prop.
The horns, pom poms.
That's horn? Prop.
The bull horns,
the
though.
Bull. Ooh. Boy. Oh, that's
confidential. Yeah, confidential. But, Tazai, you really think that it's not a sport? No, they have a professional cheerleading.
It's like saying football's not a sport.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I feel like if you
just,
can go to college.
Yeah, and that's why you just don't pay the attention to the little bros over there, because they say football's not a sport.
Because.
So
like,
when you go to the game, what you watching? The game or the cheerleaders?
The cheerleaders.
Some people, it's a mixture
some
of both.
People
it's
watch
not, it's not a mixture of both.
Yes,
let me. Can I talk? Can I talk?
No.
So check like this. Halftime. All right. Halftime come at a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Say it's a cool little game. Say it's like, I don't know.
45-45?
Hal versus Tech type game.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty filthy. Southside rivals. Oh, wow. But halftime, you going to watch the cheerleaders or you going to go get your Mac on at the concession stand?
What are you going
to do? What is the Mac at?
What are you going to do?
Huh? Oh, my God. When you say Mac, do you mean like buy snacks and like, or is this something?
What
whatever you want to call Mac is, bro. Whatever you want to Mac.
Oh, okay.
So what do you
Well, another question. Well, Gabby, why did you stop cheering? How about you come down and talk to us about that?
Gabby Parks, she's number one in no one's heart, but we'll leave that for another podcast.
No, I'm number one in my own heart.
Okay, that's always important. Now that I have three cheerleaders on, what do you think your favorite sport to cheer is?
I like basketball because you can see all the fine boys right there.
Wow.
Football, like you can see over nobody's head, and when you short, it makes it way time like difficult to see everybody.
Okay, and you guys have been cheering together for what, 2 years now together?
Three. Me and Mercedes been cheering since freshman year.
Since freshman year.
And then me and Diana since my sophomore. Yeah, basically.
Okay, so what do you guys think bonds you together the most? Is it cheerleading or do you guys talk outside of school? You guys have parties after? What do you guys do?
Mostly is the after school. Well, practice.
Yeah,
because we're together at practice literally all the time.
Sorry, that's my stunt.
Got a group chat?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a part of it no more because I don't cheer. But, yeah, it would have to be because during
practice.
Cheer and practice because I didn't know them.
Because the games wasn't it, but practice. Yeah. And just like laughing and stuff.
Yeah. When we see each other in the hallways, we always still speak to each other.
Yeah. It's the time we spend together outside of cheer. Okay. That makes us closer.
Well, thank you guys for coming to talk to me about cheer. I'm pretty sure Tazai enjoyed you guys' company, but he had to leave. He had personal reasons. But that'll do it for us here on this episode of Inside the
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Inside the Huddle. Be sure to tune in next week for more of the same on WEDM FM.com.